And here this morning we have partly cloudy skies here with some sunshine here in the Nishna Valley. 50 degrees your current temperature here this morning. Looking for sunny skies and a high near 73. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Well, the Cass County Fair continues its six-day run in Atlantic. Activities include the Sheep Show beginning at 8 a.m., the Pet Show at 10 o'clock, working exhibits, educational presentation, and extemporaneous speaking going on at noon in the community center. The feeder calf weigh-ins are at 2 o'clock. Also at 2 o'clock is a skid loader rodeo getting underway. And also later on this evening at 5 o'clock, the feeder calf show and entertainment will get underway later on at 7 o'clock. A free concert will be going on by up-and-coming artist Danica Ports, a country music act there for you. And once again, that's at 7. And she is the opening act for another group that will be performing at 8 o'clock. It's a bluegrass band named Iron Horse. And they should be a fun group to watch here tonight as well, known well for their music and also their bluegrass renditions of some other popular music as well. And activity at the Cass County Fair gets underway early on Sunday morning, also beginning with the Swine Show at 7:30 on Sunday. But a full slate to enjoy today out at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Also, in other news here in the area, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said on Friday that a man wanted in the county on a warrant for violation of his probation in connection with the original charge of burglary in the third degree was arrested in Pottawatomie County on Thursday. 22-year-old Michael Lee Chase of Red Oak was located by the Pottawatomie County authorities and held in Pottawatomie County Jail until arrangements were made to transport him back to Montgomery County, where Chase was being held on $10,000 bond. Also in other news here this morning, a Northwest Iowa man convicted of killing his mother and kidnapping another woman has been sentenced to life in prison. A jury found 21-year-old Kirk Levin guilty in June of first-degree murder in the January death of 45-year-old Marilyn Schmidt and third-degree kidnapping in the abduction of a woman he met online. The Sioux City Journal reports that on Friday, Judge Timothy J. Finn gave Levin a life sentence. Finn also rejected Levin's request for a new trial. Levin's trial was moved to Webster County because of heavy publicity. His attorney argued a second change of venue request should have been granted. The attorney also says Levin's statement to police after his arrest should have been inadmissible evidence at trial. A Cass County man who pled guilty to a single count of third-degree sexual abuse late last year finds himself back in jail for violating the terms of his probation. According to online court records, 54-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Lewis was arrested on July 19th on a warrant. Erickson was being held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. Erickson allegedly violated the terms of his probation by quitting his job and failing to notify authorities, and he also has reportedly made no effort to find full employment since quitting. Last December, Erickson entered a voluntary plea of guilty to felony sexual abuse in the third degree. He was sentenced to serve a maximum of 10 years in prison, but the sentence was suspended and he was instead placed on supervised probation for 2 years. The judge ruled Erickson must register as a sex offender, provide DNA sampling, and to have no contact with the victim for a period of 10 years. He was also ordered to enroll and successfully complete the sex offender's treatment program. Cass County Attorney Dan Feistner said following Erickson's sentencing in December that if he successfully completes the terms of his probation, the 10-year sentence will no longer be held in reserve. However, if he commits a serious crime, the entire 10-year sentence could be invoked. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson is warning residents of the area about a Microsoft PC support scam. Johnson says an Audubon County citizen reported a caller claiming to be with Microsoft that said they may have a virus on their computer. The caller then requested to be logged onto the person's computer so they can have full access. They may also ask for personal information to pay for fees to clean up the computer. Residents of the area are urged to never release personal banking or credit card information over the phone. If you have any questions about this type of scam, you can call the Audubon County Sheriff's Department at 712-563-2631. A fire that consumed a storage shed in Atlantic on Friday afternoon in the alley between 5th and 6th Streets and Locust and Cedar Streets appeared to have been caused by a discarded cigarette. Atlantic Assistant Fire Chief Tim Capel says the call came in at 1:20 p.m. He said they arrived shortly after the call was dispatched. The shed was fully engulfed in flames and a used GMC straight truck parked next to the shed was also on fire. Capel says firefighters quickly extinguished the blaze, but both the shed and truck were a total loss. And while the exact cause of the incident was under investigation, the apparent cause was carelessness, as some men in the area were working around the shed and admitted a discarded cigarette apparently could have started the dry area on fire. The men tried to stomp the flames out but were unsuccessful. The shed was recently acquired by a renter, as was the truck, and no injuries were reported. Firefighters were on the scene for about an hour. Many Midwest farmers are beginning to worry that the last year's drought could return, and the concern is inching closer to reality for a large part of the corn-growing region, as many states have experienced only spotty rain, with some areas far too dry. The National Drought Monitor released Thursday says abnormally dry conditions have spread eastward farther into southern Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Portions of Nebraska, including the southeast that had May rain, are now drying out again. Rain also seems to have missed southeastern Indiana, which is now listed as abnormally dry after the state had been lifted out of drought. Corn is in the pollination stage, which determines how much grain it will produce, and needs moisture now to fully develop. And bins loaded with grain can swallow and suffocate a person in a matter of seconds, but now 16 rural Iowa fire departments will be better able to respond to such accidents, including among them is departments located in Harlan, Lewis, and Malvern. Amanda Reinhardt, spokeswoman for the DuPont Pioneer, says the Johnston-based Seed Giant is doling out $70,000 in grants for the purchase of grain bin rescue gear. She says the DuPont Pioneer has awarded grants to the 16 fire departments across Iowa for them to purchase a grain engulfment rescue tube and all of the harnesses and equipment that they would need to utilize that. At least two Iowans have gotten trapped in grain bins in recent weeks, and one of the incidents in Webster County, town of Dayton, resulted in death. Reinhardt says the life-saving rescue tubes can be quickly deployed. It's a big steel tube that comes in sections that you insert through around the person that is trapped in the grain. Reinhardt says it helps take some of the weight and pressure off of them and move some of the grain away so that the fire department and EMTs can do the work they need to get that person released. There have been at least 26 grain bin deaths in Iowa between 2000 and 2010. One report says it only takes 5 seconds to sink waist-deep in grain and 11 seconds to be buried. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. In your funeral announcements, Faye Ann Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Hazel Emma Kruger, age 84, of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Hazel Emma Kruger will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. in the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be held Monday at 3 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.